Today's devotion is entitled Everlasting by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. Daniel 7:14. What do the words lifetime guarantee cause you to think of? When I was more youthful, these words instilled confidence. I believed that if a product had a lifetime guarantee, that I could count on it to last me forever as long as I was alive, and after that I wouldn't care. Even if a product cost a little more, it is worth it to ensure it lasts forever. As I grew in wisdom, I started to get skeptical about lifetime guarantees, in part because one of these lifetime guarantee products broke. I took it back for the replacement. By the time I was through paying for the labor and shipping, I could have bought a new product that was better. I learned that nothing in life is truly guaranteed. Experiences in life shape our perspective on the future. Things in this world shape our perspective on God. When God says he has everlasting dominion in heaven and on earth, what do we hear? Most of us have never experienced an everlasting kingdom, and in fact, we say the opposite. Kingdoms rise and fall. When we hear about an everlasting covenant, we think, until he changes his mind. When we think about everlasting glory, our minds interpret that through the lens of 15 minutes of fame. Our lives are finite. Our experiences are changing. And the promises that are made to us are easily broken in this world. Even a lifetime guarantee is riddled with so many loopholes, it has lost its value. Is it any wonder that when God makes an everlasting promise for an everlasting kingdom that can never be destroyed, our hearts and souls have trouble processing it? I recently spoke to a lifelong believer. When I say lifelong, I mean a life of nearly 9 decades. And I asked him, what wins at the end of our time on earth, life or death? His response was, death, but I wish it was life. I looked him straight in the eyes and said, your wish has been granted. We are an everlasting people. Death does not win. Life wins. We are resurrection people, citizens of a kingdom that has no end with a Lord who has an everlasting dominion. This world we live in now is not infinite, and neither are our current bodies. So it makes sense that we struggle to grasp this reality. However, I exhort you to try. When we embrace who we truly are, it frees us from death and opens our lives to fully live. We have nothing to fear, not even death itself. Praise be to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and has established his everlasting kingdom, now and forever.